Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 96, verses 2 to 3. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. My dear brothers and sisters, the heart of the Christian gospel is a person, not a church or a system of doctrinal interpretation. To evangelize is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came to this world, died for our sins, and was raised from the grave according to the scriptures. And as the reigning Lord, he now meets every human need with his forgiveness of sins and the indwelling gift of his Holy Spirit to all who repent and believe. Today, however, many false teachers claim that God speaks equally through all religions and ideologies. Those who believe this do not consider a personal faith in the person and work of Christ to be essential. We must reject as derogatory to our Lord and his gospel every teaching that makes this boast. The Bible is dogmatic, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, as recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. So I'll encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, that we focus our attention on the work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary for you and for me, for your loved ones, for your family, for your friends, and be bold and courageous to share Jesus with them. Because pray today for the opportunity to speak to someone about trusting Jesus and him alone for salvation from sin and the satisfaction of every need. Let me tell you, it's Jesus who satisfies us, nobody else, nothing else. No riches of this world, no pleasures of this world can satisfy us. It is the presence of Jesus. It is the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary that saves us. And we need salvation every day. Even today, we need Jesus's salvation in our lives, that we can lead a cheerful and a happy life in him and an overcoming life in him, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. There's a beautiful hymn written by Priscilla Owens, and I'll attach that. He says, "We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land, climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward, this our Lord's command, Jesus saves, Jesus saves." Let's obey the Lord's command and spread the gospel of Jesus to one and all. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted us. Abba Father, we bless your name in the name of your Son Jesus. And Abba Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies that you show us. Lord God Almighty, that Lord, your mercies are new every day, every morning. And Father, we thank you. We receive them. Lord, we thank you for your word tells us that your goodness and mercy follows us every day of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Abba Father, we thank you. We receive your goodness and mercy. We receive the table that you prepare before our enemies, O God. Hallelujah. You prepare a table before our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup will overflow. Lord, that's the promise, O Lord. And Father, we know, as Psalmist David could write that in Psalm 23, O Lord, I know that you are our God, O Father. You are our shepherd. You, Father, bless us. You love us dearly. And Father, you desire that, Father, we'll not only receive from you, but we'll become a fragrant aroma of Christ wherever we are. O Lord God Almighty, talking about your goodness and your grace to the nations all around. And Father, we thank you. I pray that, Lord, today our mouths will be opened unto the praise of your name, in proclaiming and propagating the name of Jesus in our workplaces, in our businesses, in our client meetings. Oh Lord God Almighty, in everything that we do, we'll do it to spread the gospel of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today as your people have stepped out to the jobs, to the businesses, to the work errands, oh God, I ask that you will give them the grace and the glory. Lord, you will bless them, flourish them, prosper them, keep them from the evil one. And Lord, you will, oh Father, lift them up for the glory of your name, because your word says that you will always be above and never beneath. Oh Father God, we thank you. Lord, the banner, you are a Jehovah Nissi, the banner of victory that flies over all of us. And we thank you for it, oh God. We give you the praise. Those who are sick in our midst, Lord, I send forth your word of healing. I send forth resurrection and life into their bodies. And I command their bodies to be healed and be made whole in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget to gather for your life groups tonight. Bye for now.